views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
I can't believe all the things that you say. Just what is wrong with you anyway? You're lucky if you have family or friends.
My name is David, and I am unfucking relatable.
Yes, you are. Hi, David.
And this is a series of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. With me for this, our season one finale. That's back since the first episode, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Lindsay.
Yes. Hello.
And joining us for the very first time. We saved this one for you.
Oh, that's all right. I'm assuming it's because you think I'm an asshole.
I'm not assuming anything.
Yeah. Okay.
I already know. This is Anthony.
Oh. Anthony!
So how this works is I tell a story, and these people make fun of me.
Uh-huh.
Or advocate for me.
Oh.
That almost never happens.
We're going to have a live mic. There's going to be a point where we will open up the questioning or just random commenting to you, the audience. We've never done this before. So let's see how that goes. I want to apologize to my family ahead of time if they're listening. I'm giving them the chance now to skip this episode. If at this point they're still listening, just remember I gave them fair warning. This is a story that I don't think I've ever told anyone. Less than a month after what I perceived to be the worst day of my life, this is going to be a laugh riot. Already, I can tell. There was a previous episode we talked about this. If you're sitting here and these episodes probably haven't aired yet. But my father passed away. He was followed 12 hours later by my grandmother on my mother's side.
Oh, no.
Wow, that's it?
I'm like,
great story, Dave.
Yeah, okay. Callous, that's fine. My father and I did not have much of a relationship as my parents divorced when I was really young. The last time I saw him in person was 1989. He died on July 31st, 2001 of kidney failure after his body rejected his liver transplant. He was an alcoholic, you see. Drinking killed him, ultimately.
Did you know we were going to have this recording at a brewery?
I'm sure everyone here will be just fine.
This is like a public service announcement.
Everyone here will be just fine. The statistics don't really bear that out. But I'm sure everyone here will be just fine. Most of us, anyway. Nick's probably dead first.
Definitely.
Poor Nick.
Our lack of relationship is something that I've managed to make peace with. There's no anger, residue, or resentment. That's just how things turned out. My first abandonment. After my father died, I went to Florida and saw my family there for the first time in 12 years. I was a boy the last time, and I returned, the fully grown prodigal son. I landed freshly numb from my grandmother's funeral. I don't know why I laughed there. I felt bad that I didn't share my grandparents' and uncles, aunts and uncles' level of grief. They saw my dad's deterioration as his organs failed. Their faces were more heartbreaking to me than his death itself. As I suppose you do after a family member's death, you sort through things, both literal and figurative. I had plenty in my head already with my fiancé who left me, the family we could have had, and the loss of the woman who raised me, my grandmother. Now I was expected to make room in there for the man I barely knew, and I just couldn't. My uncle and I went to his outdoor storage unit that had no climate control in humid as balls, Florida, to clear it out and see what, if anything, there was to keep. I guess my grandmother wanted to give me the first crack at whatever there was in there since I was his only offspring. Then something happened amongst the swarm of palmetto bugs that my uncle and I chose to never tell anyone. We found porn tapes.
Ooh. Not porn.
Later that night, when I was alone, in the room that my father stayed in the bed that he slept in, while he was dying, in my grandparents' house, with them in the next room, I put on one of those tapes. And that's it. Any questions?
Wait, that's it?
That's,
what do you mean, that's it?
That's it. Hey, if you want to talk, you'll have to wait.
Was it a stormy night?
We have panelists for a reason. You know, Amanda, you've been on a lot of these episodes, and this impulse control of yours has been a real issue.
Speaking of impulse control... Yeah.
So
nobody's speaking about that.
Well, was it a stormy night?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Was it a stormy night?
Yeah.
I
mean, you don't have to answer that. You can just
no,
slip
I don't
me
think
some money.
So. No, the day that the night before we dumped his ashes in the ocean in the Florida Keys, that was a stormy night. But no.
So for clarity's sake, was the grandmother your father's
mother? Yes, because as I mentioned, my mother's mother was dead.
So the grandmother of your father raised
my grandmother on my mother's side is the woman who raised me.
So the grandmother on your father's side was, you had a relationship with her? You didn't?
No.
Have a relationship?
No, I hadn't seen them in 12 years.
You hadn't seen them. So she, you're like the kid, you come over there, they're like, hey, how are you, kid? I don't even know you. You look like my son. I don't know. Maybe somehow he, you know, him and your mom hooked up. Wait, I get it. Right? That kind of thing.
Well, no, I mean, they were married once, so...
You weren't being specific.
I do believe I said that they divorced when I was very young.
Did you ever see the
grandparents after that?
Sorry?
Did you ever see those grandparents after the divorce?
Oh, after the divorce, yeah, at the same time when I saw my father.
Okay.
And how often did you see your father?
Not since 1989.
That's what I thought.
I just want to point out that both of our panelists are missing... the most important point.
I don't think you need to point out anything.
Well,
right
no,
now.
I think I should because you watched porno in your father's deathbed.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to get clarity on whether there was some kind of relationship or not between the kid and his father. That's what I wanted to know. We're going to get to.
I spoke to him on the phone once, probably about a year before he died.
What was he wearing?
Really?
A mustache?
So is the reason you did not see your father was because he lived in another state? Because your mother hated him? What was the deal?
He was a degenerate alcoholic.
Okay.
He kind of ran out on us.
So he has flaws.
Well, what I wanted to know is... you and your uncle found the porn.
Yeah.
So how did you divvy this up?
I get first right on the
seniority, or okay.
So yeah. It was really
this is his
your
brother.
Inheritance.
It's my look. This is what I got. I got a Skid Row self-titled, CD.
Wow.
I do believe the Cult's Sonic Temple in CD. And they weren't even the original videotapes. They were like DVD dubs onto cassette tapes.
Wow.
Potato, potato, they played, right? You got
to
hear.
Yeah, did they work after all the humidity and bugs?
Yeah, you were very specific about what albums you got. What were
the
titles
porn.
Of the, the adult videos?
Yeah, you kind of sidestepped
I actually
the
had
porn.
To look this up.
Oh.
Oh.
There was only one that I have any recollection of. There were three, I think, but Only one that I remember, and it was called Babylon.
Like Babylon 5, the weird sci-fi show?
Did Babylon 5 have a lot of light BDSM?
I don't know. I never watched it.
Then it's exactly the same thing.
Okay.
We'll give you that granted that you,
give me?
We'll give it's, you. That maybe my... you didn't like the guy. There was no connection, okay? We'll understand that. But there was something left for you in the storage unit, albeit it's not the classic gift that you would give your child, right? We'll concede all these things. But at what point did you say, oh, hey, I want to get in my dad's bed and jerk off? What point was that?
I didn't say I jerked off.
Listen.
It was implied.
Was it?
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's nodding their heads.
No, I don't think I... No, I purposely...
If you can lay in bed and watch a whole porno and not jerk off, you are a very talented human being because there is nobody... I know we're on a podcast, but raise your hand. Could you sit in there and watch a whole porno and not do something to yourself or somebody around you? People could not do that.
Two hands.
You guys are...
I think you've just outed yourself.
Somebody said depends on the porn. I would also just like to point out, thank you, Dave, for picking this story for the live recording.
You're welcome.
Yes.
It does not take that much talent. The whole thing is very creepy.
So your concern was that your grandparents are next door and maybe the walls are thin?
I believe
the next room.
I believe I mentioned all of the factors.
Yeah, but you popped the tape in. You had to pop it in. So you can't blame anybody else.
To be honest, I'm not even sure that I... Okay, I knew what they were.
How old were you at this point?
I would have been 22.
Okay, yeah.
22.
You probably knew what that was.
Now let me ask you this. Had you had a serious girlfriend prior to...
Just prior.
So you may have been having sex.
Or maybe 2 years before.
2 years before.
This is post Debbie, right?
Yeah. This is, yeah.
So this is 2 years since you've had sex and you're watching a porno and you did not...
Now that's not... fair, but
well, he didn't say he hadn't had sex in 2 years. Well, he said 2 years since
Dave's rebuttal sex. Also was that's not fair. He didn't say that's not accurate or that's not true.
Okay, I'm trying to be nice here.
Nick, I'm here by stripping you of that microphone.
Yeah, I'm the tech person, so
you,
it doesn't work
you are
that
not
way.
That, yeah, you are the tech person. You are not third panelist.
So did. Other than the shed, was there anything else that was left to you?
I got his. Actually, I had a life insurance policy. So, it was. He worked for Sears. Yeah, but I had to split it with my mom, who frittered her bit away.
Like, well, here's the deal, though. We're feeling very sorry for you because you got like three pornos and a palmetto bugs. But that's not really the truth. You left out a key detail that there was monetary. Compensation, yes, that's a good word. Monetary compensation for your pain and suffering. So it's not as sad as you're making it out to be.
But his grandma, who was like his
for that I got
caregiver, had just passed, and then his dad.
Yeah, within 12 hours.
But it always happens in threes. Was there a third one?
His innocence when he watched those videos.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, that's the other thing.
His innocence died.
Your grandmother is... You're just grieving your grandmother, and you decide that you have to go in there and watch these tapes.
I wanted to feel something, Anthony.
Yes. I think you felt something. I'm pretty sure you felt something. I don't know.
He was
but
to
I
find,
didn't.
He was
I felt as
find,
empty as ever.
Was it because it was a bad porno? Is that why? Was it just not
Babylon
a good porno?
I mean,
awesome.
I don't think it was... I don't recall it being particularly interesting.
I feel...
Well, it's not about the plot, David.
I know, Nick. I know...
You know, at that time, they used to make good pornos. They used to make stuff like Flesh Gordon and Caligula. So,
at what time are you talking about?
I love that you have a catalog.
I'm talking about the 90s.
Well, that doesn't... We don't know that...
Early 2000s.
Maybe you should tell us what era the pornos are from.
Oh, yes.
They were on DVD.
Oh.
So
because
Bambi's
never on DVD, Dave.
Yeah. So... They weren't good pornos. True. They were the kind you go to the flea market and you get like 3 for $10 is what you're trying
what
to
flea markets
say.
What flea market are you going to?
What the hell?
I'm learning a lot.
There's lots.
I think the King County flea market's tomorrow.
Go buy your porn.
That's what I'm thinking.
Do you know the name of the proprietor so that Lindsay can get her porn?
Yes, I would like to build up my pornography collection. Preferably on DVD or Blu-ray. Or
I don't
4D.
Think you're going to find Blu-ray at a flea market.
I don't think I want to see porn in.
You might find those Blu-ray. Same VHS tapes, though.
I am wow. older, but I feel like... They're, man, what do they do? Like flash stick, you know? You're like, here's my flash stick. Flash me some nastiness
are you,
on here.
Is this euphemisms you're throwing
no,
out?
No, I'm just, I'm not, you know, totally experienced with these.
He's talking
you guys
about,
are more...
he's talking about a flash drive. And no,
yeah,
it's all in the cloud now.
It's
Anthony.
All in the cloud. So,
well, he
right.
was talking about Flash Gordon a second ago.
Right.
So I don't know.
Which is a very good portal, by the way. It follows the storyline very well, and it interjects the porn at key points when the story starts to fade.
I bet it injects the porn.
It sounds very tasteful.
I think it's time that we open it up to the audience.
Oh, sure, because I'm sure their questions will be so normal. Anybody in the audience have questions?
I'm hoping
if you do, come up. I have the mic up here.
Yeah, come on. Don't get lazy.
Say your name when you ask a question so people know who you are.
My name is Pat.
Lies.
I just wanted to know how your grandma's porn compared to your dad's porn.
Oh, no.
You are a disgusting human being.
Why can't grandmas have porn?
Why don't they?
Yeah. Why can't they? I mean, they should, you know.
Oh, it's right. Not that they can't. I'm speaking for my grandmother in particular.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
so your
what
particular
was,
grandmother.
What was in her storage shed?
Yeah.
Well, actually, we had a tool shed in our backyard.
Ooh.
That my grandfather put together. And then there was a very mild tornado.
What? Wait, a mild?
Mild?
It's a tornado
really,
or it's not.
Yeah,
I
mean, it didn't really even affect our area, but it fucking knocked his tool shed into somebody else's tool shed.
Wow.
And it just obliterated.
And
I just remember him showing the pictures to the insurance company and laughing my ass off.
some would also say, Dave, that since your father had porn in his shed, it would also be a tool shed.
No one would say that.
That was a long walk for that joke.
And now everyone's turned on you.
Yeah. Any other questions from the audience?
At last, everyone sees.
I'm just wondering what's in everybody else's tool sheds and like, you know, is this a thing when people die?
Usually
like, you
tools.
Need to look at the tool shed. That's where the porn is.
Yeah, it's not wipe my hard drive, it's clean my tool shed?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, here we go.
Oh, a question.
What's your name and which question?
Yeah, my name is Paul. Dave, I got a question for you. So,
I thought you might.
So while you're sitting on the bed, neither your father or your grandmother are cold in the ground yet, and you're having this grieving rub... did it ever occur to you that you might possibly leave these tapes for your own children at some point after you died?
Great question.
That's a very, very astute.
I mean, they make wet wipes.
That is definitely not the word I would use. Yeah, these are very constructive. And
just answer the question already.
No, obviously I did not ever consider. I'm fairly certain.
It's your family legacy.
Right.
No, alcoholism is actually my family legacy.
So,
but
but the deal is
with that I'm going to take a swig of this beer.
Your father had the forethought to give you them
that
to you.
That is not something my father ever
he
had.
He gave them to you digitally. He could have put it on VHS.
He did not give them to me digitally. He did put them on VHS. You're not even listening.
I'm kidding. There's so much flipping back and forth. I'm not sure where we're at yet.
Well, I'm really curious. Okay, so the porn was called Babylon or something like that. What was the plot line?
Ooh,
like, was
question.
There a plot? Was it, you
I'm
know?
I'm sure there was.
Was it sci-fi? Was it a Western?
No, it was kind of like...
a period piece?
Huh?
A period piece?
I mean,
that's
it was sort of
thing.
Eden-esque, I think, if
Eden.
I remember correctly.
Ooh. Was there a snake?
There was a lot of, there were a lot of, like, vines and stuff.
It had a theme, like Babylon, like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Everybody knows what this is. You're just pretending like
okay,
you
a minute
don't
ago
know.
You didn't know the difference between VHS and DVD, so...
Listen, I lived through the whole experience.
Of Eden?
No, of VHS, DVD, beta.
Okay, you think you're that much older.
Laser
disc. I remember those things, too.
RCA
I still know
disc.
The difference.
Those were all, I did all those things. So I would have thought.
You are well traveled.
Yes. Well,
did you have porn on beta?
I did, as a matter of fact. That's where Caligula was. And I'm really sad about it because it's gone.
The tape or just beta in general?
Both.
I'm pretty sure you could get a copy if you wanted.
I'm sure.
You could probably get a laser disc.
It doesn't hit. I do. I have a laser disc, honestly.
Of Caligula?
Not of Caligula, but okay. I have a laser disc player that works. And I still have my laser disc, which I pop in every once in a while.
I like how this all of a sudden became a discussion about video formats instead of the fact that you watched porn in your dad's deathbed.
Yeah, while he was dying, apparently.
He was already dead.
Oh, he was already dead.
It was. Yeah. It would have been worse had he been next to me.
That would be. Yeah. Huh.
We could have watched it together. It would have been a bonding experience.
We have another audience question.
Oh yeah.
All right, I have a question for all three of you.
Who? Yeah.
My name is Amanda. And I have a question for all three because I know that at least two of you have an improv background. And I just want to hear Dave's answer. So if there were a porn named after your life, what would it be
Jesus
called?
Christ.
I like this question.
I'm just thinking.
I'm going to go with Brokeback Mountain.
That's great. That's great.
I'm going to go with the Fertile Circus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I really want to watch that?
No. Everybody would want to watch it.
In your father's bed?
It would be the best porno ever. No. No.
If it were still available, and that's the only place I could, yes.
I think the title of Dave's porn would be Cats in the Cradle.
No, I would go out... Because I'm a big Nirvana fan, Oh the Guilt.
Mine, even though you didn't ask for
no
mine.
No one asked you anything.
I'm still answering
this
the question.
This entire show.
I'm still answering the question.
Or the previous 9 episodes.
It would be Romancing the Bone.
Again, no one likes your answers. They're just terrible. You're bringing everything down.
I'm gonna eat a breadstick at you for that.
That came out. That. Everybody heard.
We're going to change that sound in post.
Damn it.
Does anyone else?
More questions for Dave, because I will just harangue him if you don't. Oh, we have a question. I missed you
just
right there
lurking.
For some reason. Name and question.
Two-parter. I'm Rebecca. So
Rebecca!
Putting aside whether or not, you know, you actually did anything, which we all know you did, but you don't say it's fine. Was the emotional catharsis of watching the porn?
Wow.
And was there anything awkward after the next morning? Like, had they heard anything? Was there a conversation? Did you turn down the volume? Like, I just want more detail. And the emotional parts.
Okay. That. See.
Great
see, that,
questions.
That is surprisingly fair. I did have the volume all the way down. Because, I mean.
Was.
I didn't have to be fair. I didn't have to because they both had hearing aids.
Was it closed
you
captioned?
Missed.
And they would have taken them out to sleep, provided by my other uncle and aunt who owned a hearing aid shop.
You missed 50% of the fun.
Well, apparently I missed more than that because again, it was way too weird to do anything except for. I was just curious as to like. Yeah, I don't think I really answered as to why I did this.
Or the catharsis.
There was no catharsis.
Did you feel closer to your dad, though, knowing you watched something that he clearly cared about enough to put into his shed?
So are you also, are you sure they didn't know? Because, like, there was no, like, awkward moment where they're just staring at you as you eat your Cheerios the next morning?
Right, they're just looking down.
Right. No.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
They were, like, they're making grits. Right, and they're just looking at you like, What is wrong with him?
Is that because they're in the South, so
yes,
there's grits?
Yes, they're having grits and shrimp.
I don't think I want grits in
Tampa.
Florida.
It's like not the South.
Oh, no, because Tampa is not South. You're right.
Yeah, but there are hillbilly Floridians, and then there are more metropolitan Floridians.
In my mind, they sound hillbillian to me.
All right, let me get around to the why. I guess I was looking for a window kind of weirdly, into anything I could kind of learn about my dad. I didn't really... So I don't know what I could have got. Like, I think if it would have been really fucked up, I'd have been like, "Oh, well, he's a total deviant," and I could just feel better that he was dead. As it turns out, I didn't really need to feel better about him being dead because I was already okay with it. But that was beforehand. I guess I was looking for a reason to care, but at that point, I didn't have one. He was not in my life, so what's the difference?
You got a big fat check out of the deal.
And you know, I actually only have one thing left from that.
What's that?
I have a leather duster that I still occasionally wear. That's the only thing I still have.
What is a leather duster?
A long leather trench coat.
Oh, see,
like Firefly.
And I'm the one who is wrong thinking that you're a hillbilly.
In what way is a leather trench coat hillbilly-ish?
In what way is it not?
Right.
Depends on how you wear it.
There's no scenario when it's cool. I mean, what is it?
Do we have another question?
I think we have another question.
Do we have a follow-up?
Have we moved past?
No, not quite a follow-up. I got two questions for you, actually. One, your father had been sick and dying in this bed for quite some time, so did the room...
Not as long as you'd think.
Well,
I don't remember exactly. It wasn't very long.
Okay, but the question is, do the room and the bed still smell?
I was totally new sheets and everything, so I don't remember there being an odor.
Did they have a mattress pad?
The stench of death was not on the bed, no.
Okay, and, I mean, this being the season finale, and as someone who is... been with you on some of this journey of you telling all this, I have to ask, like, where is all of your shame? Like, do you have like a Ghostbusters containment unit full of it? Is there a portrait in your attic that is like slowly cringing more and more, or what happened?
Yes, how have you compartmentalized your deviant behavior?
Oh, I'm a sociopath.
That's
or do you
true.
Just feel better now that you let it all out?
Yeah, it's weird because the first 9 episodes of this show, which, that gave me, I had panic attacks, anxiety attacks after having to talk about all of this again. This one
is going to give everyone else anxiety
guilt-free,
attacks.
Guilt free, baby. Guilt free. I feel nothing for this episode or this story, which is, I mean, I guess that sort of does make me a sociopath, but,
well, I'm curious.
I guess like the journey was part of it. It was sort of getting into, I don't know, maybe finding a source for why I am the way that I am or, you know, just the events that made me the way that I am. And I may have felt like apologizing for that at some point. Not anymore.
Good.
So,
or even feeling bad about it. Why should I?
You shouldn't.
Everybody's got something.
Yeah.
So by talking about it, you have achieved climax, is what you're saying.
Oh, God.
Yes, Anthony. This, in fact, was my towering climax. This moment right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dave. It's Pat again.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Pat.
Thank you, caller.
I was just wondering if you felt no guilt because you had a massive relief after that.
Again,
because
you're getting
the porn.
Very bogged down in this.
I'm the climax.
Well, you know
part.
What I'm curious
yes.
about. So you were in your father's room. Is this in his house, or
well,
did
he
live with his parents?
He had it. He had a place of his own that he couldn't take care of himself anymore.
Right.
So he had to move back into my grandparents' retirement community.
Really?
Yeah.
So the shed was in the retirement community?
No, the shed was in like a storage facility.
Oh, okay. So it's like storage wars before
unit.
That was a thing.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. With mostly just crap. It was boxes and boxes just stacked to the ceiling of crap. And mostly palmetto bugs, which if you don't know, are Florida's
like
roaches.
June bugs, right? Or are they different?
No, they're Florida's roaches.
They're bigger?
They're bigger. They're
pink.
Oh,
I think we had those in Arizona.
Yeah, they look like you set a roach on fire and it was impervious.
No, I don't like that. Don't do, no.
And how many of them watched the porno with you?
You know,
there was a gecko, in the room.
That's how you keep
I befriended him. His name was Jed.
In the retirement community, though, there was probably quite the cache of porn and stuff that you just left untapped.
There was
I'm guessing.
Not. I wasn't looting the retirement community.
I know, but I'm just
we were clearing out my father's storage facility at a storage unit at a storage facility,
that's
which was
fair.
Independent of the retirement community.
Dave, I feel like once again with this story, kind of like episode two, you're not being very friendly to the elderly. I don't know if you're aware, but you should have shared the porn because I don't know if you're aware, but elderly
people. Are we
going to
do with this stat again?
Elderly people have more sex than any other age group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Viagra's a thing.
Yeah. I'm sure they would have loved to enjoy some porn with you, Dave.
Now who's sick? I mean,
I've never denied
why
who
didn't
I am.
You want to bring joy to elderly people?
Right.
Maybe I should have projected it. In the community center of the retirement community.
So you were staying
bingo,
in the retirement community.
Stay for the porn.
Well, yeah.
It's bango.
Oh, maybe that's the prize for bingo in those communities.
You win, Marjorie.
Yes.
Here's your prize.
You hope to have
I could
copies.
Have unloaded them right then and there. No, weirdly, I'm trying to think of how I got certain things back. Because this was in Florida and I lived up here. So I think I actually had to mail shit back to back to myself here.
Did you mail the pornos?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I did mail at least one of them back.
Can I ask? Because I know where you get your mail. Is it
not now?
Okay. So it's not the same place.
No.
Okay.
Are you looking to intercept porn that I order?
No, I'm just saying.
Whatever,
I know,
liar.
I know you don't get your mail at your own
whatever.
Address. So
you're such a liar. You're looking to intercept my porn.
Caught me
I have
red-handed.
To look up this Babylon. I mean, was it like copyright, you know, early 90s, or was it like the aughts?
I would think it's mid-90s, probably.
Aughts. It was one of the seven wonders of the world, Babylon Gardens. I mean, it's just very...
Right.
I don't understand.
I mean, there was no clothing
clearly
required.
Clearly you do not understand.
You know. Makes me think of Khaleesi. Like she
oh, good.
There.
We have another question. Does anyone else want to join in?
You scared them all.
I've done no such thing.
Well, no one else is getting up, so it's Amanda again. I'm going to ask another question. So sort of a multi-layered question. Do you still have this porn? Do you watch it ever? And when you do you think fondly of your father?
Mm-hmm.
Or not so fondly. Do you think of your father?
This is an easy question. No, I do not still have it.
What happened to it?
That's a good question. That's actually a good question. I probably threw it away when I moved.
Your inheritance? Your father's legacy?
Yeah, what the?
Oh,
why would you
I forgot
do that?
To say, I also got a car that was his.
What the?
Hold on,
oh,
hold
shit.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Was it
a matchbox? I had my grandmother sell the car. So that she could pay for his service.
Oh,
well, so all right.
And
well,
that was part of like we took a trip to the Keys to dump his ashes into the ocean.
So there was a vacation involved.
So you got a vacation,
I mean,
a car, money, and free porn.
I mean that vacation was the I was the only one who was enjoying it per se. You know,
don't forget about the fiery cockroach bugs.
Wait, oh, you were enjoying the vacation.
I was enjoying the boat ride.
You had a boat ride too?
Well, that's where how else are we going to get in the ocean?
I don't know, off a pier?
Yeah.
So I get
in the Keys?
Don't spend a lot of time in Florida.
What make and model of car was it?
It was, I don't know if they made, did they make Ford Fiestas back then? Because that's kind of what it looked like.
Fiestas were like the 80s and then back in the 2000s. It was probably, if it was a Ford, it was probably a Taurus.
Well, it was more like, it was,
or
like
an
Escort. It was a hatchback.
It was probably
of some
an Escort,
kind.
Though.
A what?
Festiva?
It could have been that. I don't even know if it was a Ford, but it was something like
what,
that.
What, was it new? Because if it was the late 90s, it didn't have to be a
it
new
car. It was this
car.
Tiny car. It was,
right.
I just, the only, like, I think the CD player in it was worth more than the car.
So you sold the car throughout
I
the
didn't.
Porn.
I left it to, I left it, I signed it over to my grandmother. She sold it so that she could pay for the whole the trip
right.
to the Keys.
Throughout the porn, you spent all the money on a ridiculous coat.
No, I spent it on a different. I spent part of it on a different car that I had.
No, the Duster was
see,
part there, of his.
Here's experience. The deal with this whole story.
Look, I'm not asking you to feel bad for me, Anthony. This is just a story.
I'm not feeling bad because right now I'm a little angered right now, to be honest, because I feel like you haven't been totally honest with us and telling us all the parts of this story. Because
yeah,
there's a lot of there is a lot of monetary gain during this, and I realize you didn't like the guy. Okay, he left. He's a kind of a douche, but he there was some the guy gave you something. He gave even if you didn't like anything like, about him,
he
got something out of the deal. Yeah,
he gave you life.
Yeah, and if you're gonna
oh what a gift
if you're gonna oh see so you're. If you're gonna like dump on the guy, you're gonna be like, oh, because I'm a
have
dad.
Have I been doing that?
Have I been?
Well, you said you were not sad about his death.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a dad. I want my kids to say at the end of my deal.
I'm
like,
sorry, I was sadder about Prince's death. So what?
But I mean, if
Prince
his dad
was in my life,
dad.
Nick.
If his
oh yeah,
he
was just at your house.
Figure.
Prince was in my heart.
Did he ever give you porn?
he gave me something more important.
A ping pong paddle.
Purple Rain.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
My dad was pretty much gone by the time Purple Rain came out.
Oh.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I get that.
And again, I'm not asking for anyone to feel sorry for me. I'm not asking for anyone to be like, oh yeah, that guy's, my dad sounds like a real shit. It is what it is. That's all.
Becoming a dad does not qualify somebody to be good at it, though. I mean,
yeah,
you know, so.
Well, I'm not asking to qualify his quality of being a father.
Well, it
not.
Sounds like he wasn't a very good one.
I'm just,
no.
I'm just, it's just, I'm allowed to be detached about it.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
But, well, yeah, detached.
I mean, it's akin to like I had an uncle that,
is this the one with the porn?
No, I did not have an uncle with porn.
Yeah, you gave half the porn
that
to your uncle.
Again, we never.
Nazis with the porn.
Yeah, I kept 1.5 cassettes.
Okay, so this is a different.
I feel like there's
uncle.
A lot of porn.
Yeah, this was
here.
Like my great uncle, my grandfather's or my grandmother's brother.
The died, grandmother you lived with.
Yes.
Okay.
He died when I was really young.
Oh.
I barely knew him.
Right.
Okay,
and
that's
you,
sad, right?
Did he give
yeah.
you
whatever?
Like,
but like, I didn't know him, so
right.
what's the difference?
Did he give you reel-to-reel porn?
He was little.
He died when I was 3. We didn't find it in a
did.
Bunker later on.
He gave you
would be cool.
So he gave that you like cool. puppet porn.
That's just weird.
That's
yeah,
a
you,
thing.
Yeah, there's something seriously wrong with you, dude.
Oh, we have another audience question.
It's Rebecca again.
Hi,
so,
Rebecca.
I was asked the serious question. So, do you feel like this story...
There's no, I'm sorry, there's no room for those here,
I
apparently.
Know. Like, what do you want us to feel?
Whatever
how,
you like.
No, I mean, like, so do you, or I guess, what are you looking for as far as... Do you feel very defensive, right?
No.
So do you feel like this makes you unrelatable, and you want us to help you deal with that?
No, it's just it. Like I said, this is what it is. There's plenty
the
of. I feel like there's.
To you
I feel like there are
way.
Plenty of other stories that make me some that probably make me come off worse.
Oh yeah.
Oh. That's
kind of
scary.
But you know, I'm not looking for validation or forgiveness. It just. I'm fine with. I'm fine with who I am now, and I guess that's kind of what the journey of the show is.
Gotcha.
It's like I don't have to give a shit. So you guys can pass all the judgment on me you want.
So you weren't secretly hoping that we'd all be like, yeah, you know what? I watched porn too.
No.
But you know what?
If you want to admit that, feel free.
You know, Dave, I would have watched that porn too.
You would have watched it?
Yeah. I would have. I'm sorry, Anthony. I would have.
Has anyone taken the time to look this up in all the time?
Yeah.
That might have been a thing that we could do.
If I found the porn, I would have watched it. I would have been curious. I've been like, I don't know. What did he watch? I'm going to watch it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, the only thing I knew about my dad is that when he moved to Florida, he became a Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
Oh.
I have a question real quick.
Now that pisses me off.
Me too.
Right.
That's really pretty bad.
My question is this. Before you threw out so callously this porno.
Callously? I threw out a lot of shit.
Anyway, before you threw it out, did you have it appraised? I mean, this could be like the Onis Wagner card of pornos, and you wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
It's a DVD dub to VHS. Do you... Like, would anybody go out and, like, if they made a copy of, like, that old Star Wars, and this is Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
Which means it was a good quality recording.
If people had a bootleg copy of that Star Wars Christmas special.
Right.
I have one of those.
Those are worth money.
I got it off of Etsy.
Are they actually worth money?
Yeah, because they're so rare.
But you can buy it off of Etsy.
That's also illegal.
Yeah.
So?
That's bootlegging.
So? Yeah.
You could just as easily buy Babylon somewhere, I'm imagining.
Maybe.
Maybe not now.
Maybe it's locked in the Disney vault forever.
Maybe.
Unlikely.
Like with Pinocchio. He'll never really be a boy now.
Hey, Rebecca, to further go down the defensive, this is what I'm dealing with. Dealing with idiocy.
Oh, so...
It's a good life lesson.
From Nick, particularly. Yeah. My Instagram handle is not on trial here.
I may have missed this little tidbit, but is the uncle...
That's all right. Anthony's missed the entire show, and he's been sitting right here.
Is the uncle still alive?
Is the what?
Is the uncle still alive?
Oh, yeah, the uncle's still alive.
And
do you want me to have him corroborate the story?
Your partner born.
Do you want me to call him?
Yeah.
Oh, and also, after you shipped all this home, did you get a chance to enjoy some quality time with this porn? Like, after the grieving rub, and, like, did you get a good one in?
I'm not going to lie. I did, actually. Yeah.
Did you?
See, there. See it's I just didn't want to do it in the deathbed. I'm sorry.
Did it give you any kind of, like, interesting feelings other than, you know?
Yes. Other than the normal? No.
Yeah, no.
You know what's sad is the album Purple, off topic, but the album Purple Rain, I loved it. Didn't see it until like 2 years ago, the movie. I cried so much, I couldn't even believe it. I was stoned though.
You cried about what?
Because he was dead and his dad gets killed in the movie. Spoiler.
His dad was a dickhead! His dad, the whole story you just told.
Yes, I see where you're gonna go. Yes, I cried over Purple Rain, I cried in Purple Rain for the death of Prince, but not my father.
And the death of Prince's dad in the movie.
No, I did.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the dad dying in the movie, you cried over your own father.
What you did was display.
Honestly, and Prince's dad in the movie is kind of as big a shit as my dad was in real life.
So you displaced your love.
But my dad never
played
a righteous guitar solo like he does at the end of Purple Rain, okay?
Oh, that's sad.
You displaced your love for Prince's dad with your dad. It's obvious. Right, you cried at his dad.
All right, now we're just getting way too far into this.
I think we're starting to hit on something here.
Hitting on nothing.
I may seem aloof, but I'm distraught because you're not telling us the whole truth. Yeah. I just want to know the whole truth.
What have I not shared?
First of all, we talk about
my
the porno.
Feelings?
You said I didn't jerk off, and then later on you jerked off.
He asked me.
You got money.
That wasn't at the nursing home. He did not jerk off at
that
nursing home.
It was not a nursing home either. That's even weirder.
Retirement community. Golf cart community?
It was, yeah.
Senior living center?
In a golf cart.
I have a two-part
question. You jerked off in a golf cart?
No.
I would, though.
Well.
I have a real disdain for golf.
I mean, who hasn't done that? But I have a two-part question. So, before your inheritance, had you seen porn? And since your inheritance, did your taste in porn change? Did it affect that if you had seen it?
That's a really bizarrely kind of interesting question.
Thank
you. I know the answer to this.
Yes,
the first part.
Yes, to the first one.
So yes, you had seen it. You had seen porn before.
I had seen porn before.
Okay.
Look, listen back to the threesome episode.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Well, for those
I guess
who
we
might
have, I guess we did answer that last in podcast world last week.
Yeah.
But if people skipped ahead,
well, they can't skip ahead because we're recording this on the same day that the fifth episode comes out.
I know, but what if
this
you is
can
now
skip ahead
2028?
Anyway, did it change the way you look at porn? Was the second half of that question?
Did that particular video change?
Yeah, did it change your taste in
no,
the porn?
No, I wasn't like, oh man,
after.
Suddenly I just want a bunch of I can't even
Hanging
remember
gardens?
Anything specific. Yeah, not no, it didn't really change anything.
Okay.
It's the seventh wonder of the world, or one of the seven wonders. What is the? Why does this just like go right over your head? It's important. This is an important thing. You can't just be like, oh, it was Babylon,
no, please,
and I don't know
please
what it is.
Somebody
the
look
historical,
up the synopsis to this movie.
The historical importance of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
We need to,
yes.
We need to straighten Anthony out. He's really confused.
I'm sure there were snakes in the grass of Babylon.
What?
I'm just saying. I'm sure it was a thing in Babylon. The wonder of
where,
the world.
Where did the snakes come from?
Yeah, what does snake got to do with it?
Are we back to the Eden thing again?
I don't know. Ask God. I don't know.
Ask God?
Yeah.
What does God have to do with it?
Well, we are in Wheaton, Illinois, so.
Oh, yeah. Thank God school's out.
Well, we're in Wheaton, and they have, like...
Oh, we have information, I think.
Ooh, we have information. Somebody's
very good at Googling
porn. From the interweb.
Porn. Yay.
Did you find Babylon?
So, Babylon...
what's the year?
So Babylon Pink, 1979.
No,
restored.
That's not it.
That's not it, okay.
We're talking about mid-90s
Babylon
here.
Blue, classic porn.
No, it's not...
On X-Hamster, which I love that is a website that exists.
No, you gotta go on like some sort of like...
Babylon porn videos, pornhub.com. Just Babylon, pornhub.com. Babylon porn and pipes.
I'm asking for a synopsis. We're not gonna watch it right now.
Well, I'm scared to click on it.
Yeah, don't click on that.
I seriously thought you were talking about the seventh wonder of the
world.
We don't want that on the search.
Not the title of the movie?
I want to click on it, but I don't want to click on it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Block those
pop-ups. Just find a synopsis.
Block all pop-ups.
Okay. We're talking about like sometime in the mid-90s. I'm guessing. Based on the fashions.
You'll have to show him like
the
cover art.
The closest thing... that I can find to a synopsis other than here's a porn, watch it.
That's all you need usually.
Watch Babylon on Pornhub.com, the best hardcore porn site. Okay, yeah.
That is the worst synopsis I've ever heard.
If
for
you're
anything.
Craving big boobs, XXX movies, you'll find them here. That's for Pornhub. It's not for.
That does that have to do with the
Babylon? Are you
I'm
on
gonna,
like Pornhub?
I'm not.
You should get off of Pornhub.
No, I am not clicking on any of these links. If you would like to click on a link, and I think that you should, I would love to see a clip.
I'm going to find
and I think
this
we should
myself.
Hear a clip.
Because this is what everybody tuned in for.
Well, I'm sure everybody
to listen
who's listening
to me
is
Google
on,
thing.
On Googling. Season 2 of Unfucking Relatable, Amanda learns how to use Google the right way.
By not clicking on the porn link.
That's right.
I'm going to...
Oh, Babylon Entertainment. There we go.
But what if this film that you watched that was dubbed to a VHS tape from... a DVD was actually first a VHS tape that had been dubbed. That
there was a menu.
Dave, I figured
a menu?
It out.
Okay,
what if this reason we can't find it is because
it's all in my head?
No, because your dad directed it and it was a homemade porno.
That'd be pretty impressive. Here, 1998.
Oh,
okay.
It's actually on IMDb.
How?
It's the 20-year anniversary.
Wow.
Can we have a screening?
No.
Just to, no.
Season 2.
So wait,
I'm frozen here.
Who's starting it?
Hold on, let's get to the more important thing.
Paul Hogan.
The writer.
Oh, the writer, yeah.
There was a writer, okay.
Raven Touchstone.
Oh god, no.
Sounds right.
Director Michael Zenn.
Mm-hmm. Are these their real names?
Definitely. you know what? Yeah, no one put... I mean, IMDb only has... Know what this is about?
Oh, so there's no synopsis there either. So you have once again failed.
I'm assuming this woman looks familiar.
Oh.
Maybe, but from like 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Because she's downright frightening here. But anyway.
It happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, it existed. I had to look that up to figure to find it. It took a long time. It took longer to do that than it did to write the whole rest of this episode.
I'm really sad because I feel like you have lost the historical significance of all of this. That's all.
Yeah,
I feel like you have lost your mind.
I am distraught.
Distraught.
You
as
can
well.
Look at my face. You can see this. I know you can't see it on the podcast, but I'm distraught.
The most distraught.
So what's your collection like these days?
I don't have a collection.
Well, I mean, you know, one can be a collection.
I feel Lindsay, like you're not connected because everybody knows you don't even need to have any
Amanda
material.
Prove that to us. Yeah.
Because you could just Google it and watch like 3 minutes of it. And any longer than that is not necessary as far as I'm concerned.
Or just go to your house and
that's everybody's homework until next season. Watch Petal.
We don't tell you we do that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You've already done it in the time we've been sitting here.
Maybe.
Like are there any
last questions from the audience?
No.
I think everyone is scared now.
Yeah.
So how do you
Way
feel
to go,
now?
Anthony.
So episode 10 is done. How do you feel now?
I feel fine.
Do you feel more relatable or do you still think
but I don't worry about that either.
I think people can relate to your stories.
I can't.
Maybe not specifics, and maybe not if you're Nick, but that's a different story.
I guess the thought is to just be unafraid to. Even though I knew some of these stories were going to be horrific, I kind of just told them anyway, and didn't really think about any ramifications. Oh, I did, and I just kind of did it anyway because I thought it would make a good show. And.
That's fair.
Now I'm actually at the point where I don't care. You thought you were trying to catch me in something like I wasn't going to admit anything. Like I'll tell you whatever. All these stories are mine and I'll admit every part of it. You just gotta, I don't always remember every detail. We could be here forever, Anthony, if I remembered every detail of every story.
Well,
sometimes we have to get there.
I'm trying to, you know.
You've been doing that motion. I feel like an alien's gonna pop out of your chest.
I feel like I have so much information to just spill out and it's not coming out fast enough because you're not allowing me to express myself the way I see fit.
Are you going to sing to him now?
I think that you have some kind of deep-seated darkness just waiting to pop out. It's like a whole thing. It's
like a supervillain.
That makes sense.
I do. I feel like the stories are all pretty, you know, bad. And you should, go to church.
Wait. But not poorly written, right?
No, not poorly written.
Not bad,
but you should go to church or something.
Thank you.
I think it's very brave. It's hard to put yourself out there. That's the scariest thing. And, you know,
I fear nothing now.
And it's recorded.
Except for women
still.
So that's
like a step further.
You're fired, Nick. Yeah, maybe in season 2, the darkness will finally take me entirely.
That'll be a
more fun barrel of monkeys. Yeah. That's season 1, kids. To support the podcast, we we sell awesome t-shirts, like the one I'm wearing.
You can't see
with,
it, but
with
it's...
my face on it, yeah. Because I'm so full of myself.
True.
That I, well, you made the logo, so you shut up.
You can't see him now, but he's actually made himself a catwalk. Oh, he's turning. Here he comes back. Oh, he knows how to work that shirt. Very nice.
Oh, okay.
I want to buy one in purple.
Well, you can buy it in maybe not purple, but some color.
I'm going to bedazzle mine, too.
CafePress.com/DVMPE. You can get a mug if you're not willing to commit to the full t-shirt.
Yep.
I drink wine.
You do drink it out of mugs, too. It's really quite a sight to see.
Then the children don't
know. So, yeah, the DVMPE is the David Vox Mullen Production Empire, the website we are airing on, I suppose is the word. I want to thank everybody this season who came on from various shows on the DVMPE. Jeez, I'm slurring now.
You've been drinking.
It's the beer. It's got high alcoholic content.
Yeah, do try the Providence. It's delicious.
It's yummy.
So yeah, all the shows for everybody who was involved this season. Freak of the Week, Serial, The Doctor's Davila, Attack of the Snack. Original show that I created, The Last Days of Macho Man Will Shiflet, the show that I did, you, Lindsay, a great disservice in recording you very poorly.
Oh.
So, check that out anyway, even though it sounds like crap. That's my fault.
That's a great plug.
Just that one episode. The mics
Want to thank Dry City Brewworks for having us here.
Yes, their beer is delicious. What's this one called? Do you remember?
That was
the pretzel.
The chocolate pretzel
the
stout.
The chocolate pretzel stout is delicious. I am enjoying this.
Until then, this is my life and you're all just laughing at it.
Nice. Let's hear it for Dave. Thank you so much for listening and not murdering Dave, even though his story is terrible. Oh my God. Really? You decided on porn in your dad's deathbed for a live recording.
What did
you
expect?
Thank you so much.
Can you top that?
Like Dave said, this show is part of DVMPE, which if you go to DVMPE.com, you can see all the different shows on there. It's also produced by Memoriam Development. Memoriam Development creates a bunch of podcasts and also stage shows in the Chicago suburbs. We just had a show last week called Nerdy and Dirty. We have a new show coming up this summer. It's a horror-themed show called Nightshade. And right now, they're going to be a series of horror one-acts, so it's going to be an anthology. And we are taking submissions for that. So if you're a stage writer and you write horror, you can do that. You can check us out at memoriamdevelopment.com or our Facebook, Memoriam Development. If you can't spell that, I have flyers up here. It has the name on there. You can check that out. If you are like, yeah, these guys are awesome. Wow, cool. Thanks for thinking that. I don't know why. But if you do and you want to help us do more stuff, yeah, it is my fault. We have a Patreon. You can totally help us out on Patreon if you want, or just, you know, come to more Memoriam shows, and we'd appreciate that. You guys are great. Like Dave said, thank you to Dry City Brewworks, but thank you to you guys for listening. Thank you so much.
Memoriam Development.